With regard to the food security, I believe that this is kind of a global issue, and the Chinese government attach importance to the food security problem. And because they are very complicated concern with regard to the food security. As you mentioned rightly, that water resources is one of the concern for the food security, and also the speculation in the international markets on some of the major food commodities is also a major concern. And since China is a very big country and we have 1.3 billion people to feed, so we could hardly rely on the international market. But that does not mean that we do not import those food products which we can not be self-sufficient. As a matter of fact, we have imported a lot of soy and soybeans and cotton and many other things from the international market. So food security does not exclude the food trade internationally, as long as this trade is conducted in a fair and predictable way. As for China's outbound investment, I think it is now a very important policy issue for China to encourage the outbound Chinese investment, including in Europe. And of course that you cannot expect that there's a huge, very rapid increase of Chinese investment overseas, because we have to understand the conditions of the foreign countries. We're not for the purpose of overseas investment to invest. We're trying to make the investment that is beneficial to the local people and create jobs there and make a full usage of the local materials. So you cannot judge that how much investment is coming from China, and you will see the quality of the investment. We have to do it and do it right. If we rush to the kind of huge amount of the foreign investment from China to these countries, sometimes it might cause unnecessary panic, and sometimes it will be politicized, and sometimes it might not meet the kind of legal environment and the labor standards of those countries. So we do it very cautiously. We would like to see that our investment in the foreign countries be also done properly and according to international practice. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Minister. Thank you, panelists. Let me try to bring this exchange to a close before handing it over to Director General by trying to underline two or three messages that we as ITC would maybe take away in our daily activities and try to mainstream. The first one, and it was made very clear by Minister Yongtu, is about the story of accession to the WTO. And this is not only a trade concession or a concession game, but even more a system of values, a change of paradigm in business practices and mindset of the people. Accession to WTO is about mainstreaming oneself into the global market economy and not only exchanging concession. This is somehow the genius of WTO to offer such a flexible framework as to accommodate a big economy as China or small economies from some elite DCs. And we were also reminded on this that accession has a lot of implications for FDI export-led strategies. That's the first point. Second point, we were reminded that WTO accession relies maybe before all on one key factor, and that is the ability to align negotiator's mandate and negotiating stakes with the expectation of national constituencies and policies. And actually, this is very important to us because that is really a job for ITC. We try to help facilitate dialogue, public-private dialogue in preparing WTO accession. I don't know if we are yet good enough as to disseminate books about WTO in fishermen's houses, and we may want to learn something from China on this, but we take the point. The private sector understanding is key to the process, as was reminded to us by Herbert Oberhansley. Building resources and capacities for the negotiating teams are also a major stake. And as Ambassador Girard implicitly reminded to us, there is also a political stake in sequencing accessions with the development of negotiation in order, as was at one time put for China, not to pay twice. This is a tricky issue for policymakers in all developing countries. Third point, we learned about new initiative from China and its increasing importance for LDC's trade. Ambassador Yi announced a new package of trade preferences, which has just been adopted by China. We will monitor that very closely, and we look forward to work also as ITC with China for aid for trade development. Last, Mr. DG, there were a lot of messages and exchanges about Doha round, regionalism, monetary issue, level playing field, but this is beyond ITC mandate, so I think I modestly hand it over to you for conclusion on this field. Thank you very much.